Hello from Ginger. Welcome to the Greater Self Process Newsletter, written by me, Ginger Metro, PhD, your mystic professor, and it's June 2019. Welcome to the dawn of the new world. I couldn't resist writing you about all the amazing, powerful changes going on in the world right now. The energies are challenging us and also supporting us in positive ways. It's our time to do our great work, and right now, pivotal energies are available to initiate and or expand our missions. The future is calling you. How are you responding? How can you use this call to make a jump start into your next level of spiritual unfoldment? In this newsletter, I start off with a video of Galexis speaking about this time. If you've never seen or heard Galexis before, you'll see where I get a lot of the information I share below with you at greater depth. The purpose of this newsletter is to help you use this period of time elegantly. So in this newsletter, you're going to get a video blog message from Galexis, starting it off, then the turning point, what it is, new reality templates, finally releasing that old commission of challenge, seeding the future, and that's seeding, S-E-E-D-I-N-G, seeding the future in the light chaos, ending ego, money, and scarcity, and victim consciousness, and dreaming the new world and the new you, plus resources for you. So first, a message from Galexis. Now, if you get the newsletter in print, you'll be able to click on the link. If you don't want to do that, here's the link. The link is galexisspirit.com/galexis-video-blog. Okay, so that's your message from Galexis. I'm sure you'll enjoy that. Going on, a powerfully pivotal time. Now that you've heard Galexis's message, celebrate. This time on the planet is so amazing. More than ever, you're ready to step into and be greater, to be your greater self every day. And you're ready to head into a new level of adventure as you live your new life in a new world that you are creating. Your day has come. What you do now about your future will affect the rest of your life. It's that important. I looked up some synonyms for this defining moment energy. They include critical juncture, crossroads, crucial moment in time, moment of truth, point of no return, and the turning point. All these terms are correct about this time now. We've been waiting for this for eons, and now we're here. Yay! Although I knew about how important doing my spiritual creation work was, I simply couldn't find where to begin. Recently, the flow had sludged down. Our physical energies had dropped, business disappeared, communications broke down, appointments were misplaced, confusion showed up, and expected results were delayed or blocked. Daniel and I could have sworn it was Mercury retrograde. I felt fragmented, and Daniel went through several days of angry grumbling, i.e. martyrhood. That wasn't fun for me. I'm sure it wasn't for him either. We decided to ask Galexis for clarification and enlightenment on this. So I sat down in Daniel's office and channeled Galexis as they spoke to Daniel, who had found his frustration, quote, coming to a head, end quote. By using this term, it meant that the intensity point had become so high that Daniel felt the, quote, kick-ass school of growth, end quote, had kicked in. He knew he had to face whatever it was and deal with it, learn about it, and do something about it, and grow from it. The head he came to was itself the assessment point, which happens in any process that allows for learning and change. Now, none of us likes to be kick-assed into dealing with our stuff, but sometimes it's a way we have to grow. At times, being kick-assed can be quite painful, and Daniel was actually experiencing pain in his healer hands. While Galexis addressed some detailed stuff specific for him, they mentioned me as well, and then they spoke of how we were both moving rapidly through the powerful energies of the year. What we were experiencing were resistances that had become impedances. That means that we weren't stopped cold, but the energy difficulties were really slowing us down. A time of purpose. Whenever Daniel and I are forced to slow down, it usually means we both need to look more closely at something and be more precise in our personal process. You see, Galexis said that we who are stepping into the new world as our new selves have chosen to create new reality templates for ourselves as well as for the world. And that's what Daniel and I were up to. And that's probably what you are up to right now, too. As you will undoubtedly hear if you haven't already, what Galexis is saying in their video blog. But you see, it's not like you and I can just make up a new reality template by looking for and choosing the macro view or the large metaphysical overview. That's too simple and too dimensional, so it doesn't work. A reality template is a structure, a format, a grid, you can say, that has to be filled in with all the details to make a solid 3D reality, just like the old reality templates we've been using. Thus, by assuming you're going for that wonderful overview and uplifting reality, you cannot expect the details to just fall into place unseen, nor can you coast on that assumed template, ignoring daily stresses and thinking that all is happening the way you want it, even if you're in the flow for a while. All of us have to pay more attention. Meanwhile, throughout everything, you continue to think and feel, grow and change, and set your sights further and higher. You want to grow, you're moved to grow, it's your basic divine nature to go for more, no matter how many obstacles show up in your way. A lot of the creative process that is happening now is what you and I chose before we came here into physicality. We chose to manifest a new reality for ourselves consciously and have a heck of a good time doing it. Now, I've spent years delayering the proverbial onion, digging deeper into my psyche and others' psyches too during my psychology practice to find and reveal treasures or truths that have lain hidden there from early years. I'm sure you have too. You and I have also run up against the blocks and resistances set up early in our lives that we had to deal with and reframe. These themes and issues are ours to work on, chosen by us before this life. The one that engenders our greatest growth and expansion is what Galexis calls the commission of challenge. The commission of challenge. Well, Daniel and I realized we were slogging through the muck and mire of our commissions of challenge yet again. So it was good to be reminded by Galexis that this was the time of the new template creation. We've all made it through the great shift, and now here's where the tire meets the road. Here's where we must take action and manifest from our new selves. We're not going to be swept along to a brilliant future by external influences or even by our guides. The future is open, free, and blank, and ready for us to write in the future we choose. But we do have to choose and write it in. Nobody's going to write it in for us. And if we don't write it in, then we'll continue to use the old templates until we change them consciously. When we write in our future what we desire, we're also choosing the reality we are in now as well. Does your current reality line up on a clear track towards that dream future you want? For most people, myself included, challenges draw our creative force out of us. We react, respond, and learn, then take action to move beyond the immediate challenge so that we can determine where to head. This is how the future creates a present. And this is the time to heal our commission of challenge so that we can get to the new world as our new selves. The new self you wish to be will not fall for the challenges and tests of the commission of challenge, but will instead reframe, recreate, and dream what's beyond them. Theme and issue. Your commission of challenge is actually a theme of becoming, a focus you choose to work on in this life so that you could create a template that frees you and that you can contribute to the collective consciousness of the world. Before you do that, however, as you pursue your theme, your pet project this lifetime, you stumble and fall. You hit walls. You make mistakes on the way. Your theme then shifts into becoming your personal issue, an ongoing challenge that you must dig into and learn from, like a mystery or puzzle you want to solve. For example, a woman could have a theme of expressing the power and beauty of the feminine energies, but when growing up, she learns that she's worthless, ugly, and she finds her feminine energy is not valued or appreciated. So she struggles to heal herself, to value herself, and take ownership of her femininity. As she does, she begins to express that power and beauty of the energy that is unique to her. Her issue has been then become her theme, that is, what she came to learn about and share with the world as her gift. Her gift then becomes an expression of her, loving and valuing herself as she inspires people around her. In other words, your personal work is your spiritual work as well. Some people use their issues as a career. As they get a handle on their issues and those issues become themes, they may then share how to work with the issues positively, healing and lifting. But that's up to each individual how they share, what they learn, or whether they decide not to. So, what do you feel are your themes in this lifetime? Look at your issues. Can you see the theme there, what you're ultimately aiming to express in its positive form? It doesn't matter what your commission of challenge theme is. It could be healing the physical body, making money, or creating and building a loving relationship. Whatever theme you have chosen to grow the most from will show up most consistently as a primary issue. Excuse me. To deal with in your life. Well, I know that this must be a big issue because when I cough, it seems that, and when Galexis coughs in a private session, it's generally we're hitting a big, big issue. So anyway, whatever theme you've chosen to grow most from will show up as the primary issue. And that's an opportunity from a spiritual, metaphysical viewpoint. So you see, your whole reality is structured around giving you the most advantageous challenges to alert you to heal your issues. And then you can create the new template of the positive theme that emerges. And since you're the most motivated to resolve and transcend this issue theme, circumstances concerning the theme are most likely to keep presenting you with challenges and opportunities. Think about it. What challenges have stimulated you to grow the most? What is your commission of challenge? How does it keep showing up? Now, sometimes we have to deal with more than one commission or challenge, but often we don't do two or more areas at the same time. If we do, it can be overwhelming, and then we despair that we need to change just everything. If you feel you have to work on all three at once, that is love, money, and health, do not fear. Work on your self-image and choose the one most necessary for survival for you. Let your spiritual support team help you work on your chosen theme by helping you handle the other two. When you have that issue resolving or lifting levels, then maybe you can take on another theme. Template making. We've recently stepped into a new world, and what this means is that our template making must continue, but at a much higher level. I've personally found myself falling back into old mental habits and attitudes I had thought or hoped I no longer was going to do. Now I must focus more, since the ante has been raised, so to speak. I need greater integrity of self to create this new template. In fact, you and I need to be in our greater self more and more, and hopefully we'll get to be there 24/7 as we negotiate this time with greater creativity and imagination. I remember Galexis discussing this time of this year as one in which a lot of new flow would be in progress, a lot of new and exciting energies abounding, a lot of manifestations beginning to show themselves nicely. Well, that wasn't really happening for us, we thought, but then I noticed that my psyche was feeling magical and a lot of creative energies were percolating beneath the surface. Possibilities did abound when I looked for them. While I like that, I saw no actual manifestation. It's too early for me to see this since I'm not at that stage with my expression. So, here's a message for you. Don't be disappointed if you don't see your new life fully manifesting yet. Do the personal work and then let it unfold. In the meantime, I suggest you tune into what's going on inside you too. Maybe you'll feel this creative process and foment deep under the surface of your conscious mind. Remember, just because you aren't manifesting in the physical plane doesn't mean you aren't changing and growing. Most of the template work is done internally, one piece at a time, or one group of common thematic pieces at a time. And at this time, if you haven't already, you need to be designing the life you want in the future, a future that will guide you in the present day in the right direction of your choice. And to do this, you need to know about the light chaos and how to use it in order to craft your new template of reality, your new life, the way you want it. Now, Galexis does talk about this in the message, but I'm going to go into a little more detail right here. Light chaos. This is a time of light chaos. Now, the light chaos, as Galexis defines it, is a time when things are in flux and change, and you, as a light being, are choosing what pieces are to go into your new world life. Now, flux and change, and even chaos itself, are occurring all the time. That's because when you get ready to make a change, you dismantle that which you do not want. This creates fragmentation and chaos and disorientation, what Galexis calls the dark chaos. Then once you have initiated the changes you wanted by taking actions to fulfill it and integrate it into your daily life, you'll move forward with new actions and states of mind. That activation will beget yet another chaos, but this is the light chaos. The light chaos comes because you have started upon a new life track, and all the fragments and pieces you have removed from the old template are floating around you in your energy field, waiting to be assigned a purpose or task for you. So in the light chaos, you have the grand opportunity to choose and select those pieces you want to continue with you into your better and happier future. And here's where you choose the pieces to leave behind or let go that you prefer no longer to play with. And you will fill in the gaps left by the old pieces you have discarded by imagining and creating new pieces, lighter and freer pieces. This is what makes this time a light chaos, because you're empowered to choice. You've made the shift, the change. Now you're fulfilling your God-given capacity as creators to create the life you want, to move in a more positive direction, and to become a greater person. Be conscious. The new template of your life is being created now. If you do it unconsciously, you risk that the old archetypal pieces holding you down and your family down for generations could reassert themselves, and you would find yourself dealing with the same old stuff, mentally, emotionally, and physical. This unconscious form of creation and manifestation then becomes a future track I call the mediocre future. This is the future you'll experience if, from this moment forward, you do not change much of anything at all. Maybe at some point things will get a bit better, but maybe not. However, you didn't choose to become physical, go through lifetime after lifetime, and suffer all sorts of horrible things and learn through your suffering just to get here and then go unconscious. You're done with manifesting the old, unconscious, collective, archetypal way. At least I hope you are. Are you? If you're listening to this newsletter, you probably would want to be done, even if you may perceive that you aren't. You came to create the new template consciously as an empowered co-creator with the divine. The divine, as I consider it, is God, Goddess, all that is. And by doing that, you're able to end that cycle of birth and death and have immortality and divine freedom. Choose your pieces. So I suggest that you need to think about what pieces you're putting into your new template. Pieces that will expand your sense of freedom to choose and freedom to be true to you. Build your template with pieces that expand your capacity of empowered choice and pieces that expand your love and compassion to include all beings, regardless of whether these beings love or hate you. These pieces, selected by you, will all work well, but you must also include the glue that holds these expansions into alignment with your positive or dream future. That is, the trust and knowing of the support given you by your divine plan. For a lot of people, this is the biggie. When you're true to you, and this is an emphasis here, when you're true to you, you can trust your reality, your whole personal universe, to be supportive and kind to you. You can rely on it. That's a commitment between you and the divine that you did long ago before embarking on this journey. The ego piece. Now, if you're pretending to be someone you're not and putting on a show of being strong, right, and smarter, you're playing a role. Even if you are smart, doing this is not being true to you, but playing dangerously into the hands of your negative ego. When you succeed, your negative ego will take the rewards and leave you back at square one. knowing that your loving and supportive universe will not be able to support you. When you are identifying with ego, it will refuse to join the game, and it will not be manipulated or fooled by your ego. The defender piece. The pieces are your choices and plans of action in various situations. For example, you may have a piece that if someone is upset at you, that you go into defense mode and attack back, trying to prove the other wrong and malicious while you're right and smart. Frankly, the need for defending yourself is an old part of an insecure, afraid self you once were, and a strategy you possibly adopted after being hurt. But are you the same person now? No. Instead, you may want to evaluate how to respond to an upset person from the perspective of your light self, i.e., your greater self. Here's an example of a light piece. A person is upset at you. You listen carefully, paying attention to the person and not taking it personally, because that's ego. Then you give the person's complaints and ask how that person saw that you did what you did to him or her. Please explain what I did and what you felt, you say, opening for dialogue. Or, if there isn't much time to do any processing or the other person is very non-transparent and in red-faced rage, say, you may be right, I hear what you're saying. This may neutralize the anger quickly. Then perhaps you can say, let's figure out the situation together. Can we sit down and talk about it later today? If you decide to substitute a piece of empowered and compassionate response for that scared, defensive, or attack response, then you will practice doing this response in your mind, rehearsing it, and then the next time, hopefully, the situation comes up, you have something to say while you can remain calm. Do you see how this requires attention? After all, the old response was instinctual, learned way back when you had no power. But to put in a new strategy or response, you have to choose it consciously and pay attention to making it normal and natural for you to do. And furthermore, if you can imagine how this strategy would play out over time with lots of people, you can begin to see how much more harmony and quick resolve you get from the other person and how all your relationships get better. The money piece. Now, the same can go for a money piece. Let's say you've just lost a bunch of money and you suddenly worry that your money will run out. It looks like it could, and you've heard of other people in your situation who are having a tough time with money. So, do you worry? Do you get stingy? Do you stop spending money and curl up in your bed trying not to think about it? Do you bum some more money off your friends that you may never pay back? What do you do? Whatever you used to do when you totally believed in financial scarcity and scarcity of all kinds is an old piece. How about substituting a new piece in which you rely on your spiritual team, knowing that they support you and your reality supports you when you're true to yourself? That is, you're an adult, not an immature, irresponsible adolescent. Now think about how many times in the past you were able to slip out of financial tight spaces and what you learned about yourself. Then also see how you made it to here. So you did have support. Maybe not a lot, but then maybe you weren't being true to yourself. Maybe you were in ego before, wanting money that told others that you were valuable, right, and worthy. Okay, so you then own and claim that support from the unseen, from your universe, and you choose to rely on it. This doesn't mean you're sitting around waiting for your team to serve you. You take the steps, i.e. the actions you need to take, but you accept and build a belief that all is going according to plan. It will all turn out well. That is, trust your divine plan. And you start looking for the magic, for that support, expecting it, feeling worthy of money, since you are, after all, divine by your nature. So that's a money piece you can put in. Maybe you have a health issue that's chronic and you want to heal. You've tried most everything you could find and still you've got those nagging symptoms. Well, your old self was a victim of external toxic influences, chemical, emotional, cultural. Maybe you want to make a choice to no longer take that victim role. The victim piece. Now, I had this one and I discovered that I was playing the role of canary in the coal mine. I was the first one to be so sensitive and sick that I had to call attention to all the environmental and toxic problems to others that they would in time probably have to experience. And so whatever toxin came along, whether it was petrochemicals, radiation, heavy metals, or whatever, I fell prey to it, feeling powerless in my suffering. I had to give up that piece. I no longer feel the need to warn people about danger unless I also give them something positive they can do about it. I don't go into despair anymore, and I feel empowered. My fight or flight or freeze survival brain no longer holds me prisoner, and I'm healing better than ever from stuff that before had seemed endless and made me not want to even live anymore. So I took on a victor piece, recognizing that all is choice and nothing needs to be terminal, dangerous, but is only the universe providing me with lesson material about myself. My response is more love and compassion for me and for others who suffer too. Maybe this is a piece that you would want to have too. Making a new template. Look at your life in an overview. How do you see yourself in your life? Are you honoring your divine nature? Do you love yourself? Do you value yourself? Do you feel empowered? Can you make free will choices for yourself, or are you always under compulsion from others to do duties and obligations for which you never get much credit or thanks? Can you love others as much as you focus on your own needs? Do you take good care of your body, your mind? Do you have a sense of purpose? A connection to your guides and your divine plan. If you don't, then consider shifting to positive overviews. Shift yourself to feeling worthy. Make it up. Then look at your life through the eyes of a worthy person that you've imagined yourself to be and see what difference it would make for you. Do this with your principles, those boundaries that define you the best and highest. Examples of principles are love, empowerment, freedom, and trusting the divine. Others can be creativity, fun, and that's the adult level of fun, learning, growing. Choose two or three. Make all your choices according to them. They may not be these, but look at what's important to you. What do you want to make your choices according to? I go into great detail on all of these pieces in my free article, The Divine Matrix of the Greater Self, and other articles on the same site, and that's thegreaterselfprocess.com. They are useful for this process too, including work with the principles and how to get on top of your negative ego. So there's a lot of resources there for you. Now, this may seem like a lot of personal work, and it may be, but if you pay attention to this choice process, you'll see your reality respond quickly and in positive ways. You'll be more optimistic, and a dream future will begin to seem much more feasible. In addition, you'll be on your positive life track towards that dream future, and your future self will be helping you pull you forward every step of the way. Your world template. As I mentioned before, your template making has to rise to a much higher frequency level now. In previous newsletters, I mentioned how we are all beginning, just beginning, to step beyond the consensus or mainstream reality. As we work on our personal issues, we are seeing that somehow we are also working on the issues of others, i.e. on the collective cultural and social issues. Let's say you make a breakthrough in how to handle your primary relationship. If you are aware of how many powerful issues are happening worldwide in the area of relationships, you can see yourself and your work reflected there. You may be working on new templates by learning what not to do in a crisis from your clients, if you're a life coach, your patients, if you're a medical practitioner, or even from your family. And maybe the issues of your students or friends evoke out of you the awareness of what others are experiencing right now, and perhaps what's new, holistic, empowering, and loving strategies you want to use instead. You are one with all. By imagining or finding new patterns to use for issues, your beliefs, your choices, and attitudes are shifting and changing. That's because you're the whole and the whole is you. In the highest spiritual teaching, you're one with all. So your changes and learnings impact the collective mind psychically and not even require direct communications between you and them. When what you know is given to the collective mind, it then becomes available to others. You're creating world resources by creating your own positive personal templates. In other words, you can watch the news and see the reflections of what you're feeling, thinking, and learning. The world is one huge mirror showing you where you're at and what you're working on. And when you consciously, deliberately, and lovingly respond to the media with its huge load of data and information about how others are faring, you can see how you're shifting your own perspective, your own template, from a world-oriented place. Maybe you think you have to look closely, but you will find it. Just know that you're making a difference out there in the world. This has been known for ages, and there are meditators worldwide whose major contribution to the world is to meditate for world peace. Can world peace ever be possible? Yes, but only if it's imagined. You cannot manifest anything unless you can imagine it. And what if you are a homeopathic remedy for the planet, more powerful with more dilution? You've got over 7 billion dilutions here. What if your piece of healing and new templating is what gets accessed in the collective mind by some who can truly make a positive difference in a nation or between nations? If you're cynical, what templates are you going to make for yourself? What template will you contribute to the collective mind for use by others? For example, if you see protests against some governmental action, you can identify with the protesters, but also you can identify with those being protested. I know this can be a stretch if you're not like Donald Trump or the CEO of a mega corporation, but it's there. You are everyone. You're making templates for the world by responding to current events and information showing up in your media feed. You are responding from a place, and if it is from your greater self, then the point of view of your greater self will see much light amidst the darkness that you, as your victim or lesser self, cannot. Focusing on the sparks of light within everyone will lift all beings. Now, you may still not see how your personal responses to the world events and circumstances are affecting anything or making a difference, quote-unquote, out there. But you will as you become more conscious of your own personal issues, healing and loving yourself, and finding inner peace despite the chaos of the world. You are setting up a grander and more overarching template than ever before. This is part of your destiny, your mission, your divine purpose. All the great religions and past say to you, be good, do good, love others, give to others from your heart. Dreaming for others is dreaming for you too. What if everyone did what you are learning to do? What if everyone came to a place of inner peace and gave up feeling powerless, lonely, and in scarcity? What kind of world would you have then? The template of your future is a template that the world will adopt in time. You may not fully live this amazing template all the time, and it may be years before you're fully capable of living it, but you're planting the seed for you and for everyone, the template of your future. Now, you want everyone to live in a beautiful new world as well as yourself. That desire is part of your final destiny as an embodied being. So as you extend and expand your personal new life templates, your new life vision into the world, you express love and compassion for all beings. And that world is touched by your love and begins to change. You see, this reflects you more and more, and it moves towards greater love, light, and beauty. You see more healing happen of the pain and the violence out there. You see others rise up with your vision, with your ideas. Your dream future track then becomes the world's dream future track. You are becoming the creator being you came to be. And I want to remind you, healing and uplifting the world doesn't require some kind of popular, quote-unquote, critical mass, unless you believe that that is so. As more people embrace your vision and the vision of others like you who are dreaming of love and light and happiness, that so-called critical mass will be reached. There are sages who suggest that if you get a certain percentage of the population to believe something uplifting and spiritual, something new, then that belief, like the quote-unquote 100th monkey effect, will then almost instantly spread throughout the whole culture and everyone will embrace it or be lifted vibrationally by it. This can be true, or you can allow yourself to change the world by being one with it. The symptom of both choices is that society and culture will change, and you set this change into motion by your dreams. Resources for you. With all the free articles and newsletters on the GreaterSelfProcess.com site, you can energize and activate your own personal template making, while also healing your commission of challenge for yourself and your world. It may seem too slow since you have to read a lot of stuff and apply it on your own, and your culture is all about speed. But you can do it faster, or at least get started more quickly on this template creation, which I will share with you now. What I suggest does require some money, although it's pretty inexpensive as phenomenal information and helpfulness goes. But first, I want to let you know, I'm not sending you this newsletter to sell you on Galexis seminars. If you want to listen to Galexis, great. And I hope you enjoyed the short Galexis video at the beginning of the newsletter. But if you don't, and don't want to listen or don't want to deal with Galexis at all, that's fine too. My major concern is your well-being and being part of the human team that's bringing in the new world to everyone. Whatever I can do to help that, I want to do it. But Galexis can give you a leg up and a jump start. Galexis gave a seminar recently, Bringing Your Fabulous Future Here and Now, Resonance Co-Creation with Your Future Self. In it, they help you line up with your dream future with a powerful ritual of magic you can use over and over again for healing, upliftment, and manifestation. This seminar can enable you to elegantly step into personal, unique, new template, as well as imprint new frequencies that will be impactful in the collective. The natural normal process on your divine path is that you create and live in your own personal new template and experience your new life in your new world, a personal, small, but beautiful reality surrounding you. You're happy inside you. With this, you are already making a difference in the world. Now, co-creation can be a long process, even though it's tremendously fulfilling. But again, you can jumpstart this process too, enabling you to get the overview that you can create your new template to. Galexis has given a seminar on creating that awesome new template for the world, as well as for yourself. It can move you forward quickly on your divine path. The seminar is called Becoming Whole, Becoming One, Creating Magical Realities from Inner Peace and Harmony. This seminar enables you to start harmonizing all your inner pieces to become whole, find peace, and embrace your purpose. The meditation is life-changing. Galexis expands your personal vision, your unique personal template, including all the beings within it. It's a powerful moment of destiny. I know that this meditation did major things for me when I listened to it a few days later. You see, I can't do Galexis meditations while channeling Galexis. So I listened to it later, and with this seminar, you can defragment yourself and bring the pieces of light within you together in harmony. You find that you can now begin healing the whole world with your template, creating a more beautiful future for those you love, as well as yourself. And I use this to get myself back into center, okay? Finally, Galexis recently gave the seminar, Manifestation Made Easy, Creating the Elegant New Life Template to Materialize Your Dreams. Here, Galexis lists the pieces you cannot miss if you wish to put together your new life template during this light chaos phase. Once you have the basic template, you lift into greater magnitude manifestation and materialization flow with ease and elegance. Now, Galexis kept pushing me to write the vital pieces out. Over a couple of weeks, I did, and it was after I wrote this newsletter with info overheard in private sessions that I figured out that the number of pieces I was hearing and writing down came to 16. Okay, the Manifestation Made Easy checklist of these 16 is included with the seminar. To access all three seminars, if you're interested, go to galexisspirit.com/living-your-magical-life. Remember, you are creating templates for the world. This is what you came for, and the time is right. Blessings from me. And P.S., let me know if you want to know more about this, about the future, and or how to live as your greater self, and perhaps I can write about it. That way you'd help me to do some of my mission, too. So drop me an email if you like. All right, take care. Bye-bye from Ginger.